We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Chodosh, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes, Uklal Hadvorim Hayotzim Yizeh Lamaisa Uleitzois. To sum up, what comes out of our whole discussion here at all on a practical level? What do I need to do based on all of this? Shetzorech Odom Leida Shehu Bal Bchira. A human being, a Jew, has to know that we have free choice. V'abechira yesh l'koyach godol ma'oid ma'oid kemavur leil. And this free choice is incredibly powerful. U'bevadai mida toiba maruba me'ahefech. And certainly the good is more than the bad. You know, when we're dealing with Hashem, if we're talking about Hashem, Hashem's desire for good is obviously much stronger, chas v'shalom, than Hashem's desire for the other side. The imkain, and if that's the case, yilmoid odom kal v'choymer mehem. Each and every one of us could learn a kal v'choymer from them, from the other side. Uma bilam shohayo rosho v'tomei kol kach, v'yorochoik me'akidusha milosh na'kodesh betachlis. If Bilam, who was such an incredible tomei rosho, and he was so far from holiness, from Loshna Kodesh, to the greatest degree. Afal pikein, aide koyach bechirosei hachazoko, hoyeloi koyach lalois, derech targum lamshich, Loshna Kodesh, b'chines ruach hakodesh elov. Still, through his incredibly powerful bechira, he had the ability to climb up via targum and go up to the place of Loshna Kodesh, ruach hakodesh, lehasig marois hanavua betoich tumosoi, and achieve visions. He was able to see Hashem through his tumah, through his incredibly powerful tumah, kemoi Moshe Rabbeinu b'kedusha, just as Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do with holiness. What Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do with holiness, Bilam was able to do it with tumah. Kemoi Shom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, BeYisrael loikom novi kamoisha. Sure, among the Jews, there never rose a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol ba'umay soilam kom. But among the other nations, there did rise up a prophet of comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu. Umanoi, who was it? Bilam. The kol zeh machmas habechira shel adam yesh lo koyach godol. This is all because that the human bechira is so powerful. V'yesh koyach b'adam lahadbir machshavtoi b'toikev godol kolkach. A human being has the ability to turn on the power of his brain, his mind, thinking. If a human being concentrates on something with all of his concentration, at sheyucha lahamshech latzmoi kol ma sheyirza, the person has the ability to bring onto himself whatever he wants. Rak on condition shetia hamachshova takifa v'chazoka mo'oid mo'oid bepnimius v'chitzonius. His concentration has to be super, super powerful, both inside, in the depth of his brain, and outside. All the different trillion particles of his brain, he has to be able to concentrate and focus, bring them all together and focus them on something, and he can make anything happen. Anything. Ukemavur b'nize b'divrei Admor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Likut Imran, chapter 193, that with machshava a person can make a gun, not shoot. All kinds of things. A person can mamish go against the human brain. Hashem has given it unbelievable powers. Ubemokam Achra, and in other places also, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. So if this is what Bilam was able to do within the framework of Tumah, that he was able to turn on or to use all of his energies and powers and focus it, and be able to climb up to as high as Moshe Rabbeinu went up, via a different side, and get to the same, get to vision, to see Hashem, via Tumah, Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, kal v'choymer ben b'noi shel kal v'choymer. How much more so? Kishe'echod mi'Yisroel roitze lahamshech li'atzmoy ha'kedusha. When a Jew decides that he wants to be holy, he wants to draw upon himself holiness. B'chinas loshna kodesh b'mkoymoy shehu sham. I want to draw the spirit of Hashem, I want to draw loshna kodesh onto myself where I'm at. v'kavanosoi l'shamayim, and the person's intentions are not to misuse it, not to take that power and use it to do bad things, but my intention is to use it to serve Hashem only. I'm asking Hashem to give me holiness, to give me purity, to give me strength with which to serve Him. And if Hashem will give me this holiness, maybe I'll be zeche to do tshuva and to return to my original holiness, from where I come from, where my soul comes from. Shebevadai yeshloi koyach loze tomid bechol eis uvechol shor. A Jew has this power all the time, anytime. There's no such thing as a time or a circumstance where a Jew can't do this, where a Jew can't choose to say, I want to come close to Hashem, I want Hashem to give me holiness, purity, with which to be able to serve Him, with which to be able to do tshuva, to correct all the mistakes I made my whole life. Afilu im hu kamay shehu, even if the person is who he is, meaning no matter how bad he's been till now, no matter how far down he is, whereby the person has fallen as a result of his sins, he's fallen to a filthy, low place, he's very far down, as is very prevalent, Rav Nosson Zal says, in our time, in these generations, unfortunately, due to our many sins, that many Jews have fallen very, very far down, very low spiritually. And even if the person is still trapped in what he's trapped in, he's still doing the same sins every day. He still has the same terrible habits and he can't get out of it. Despite that, yesh koyach bebechirosoi, a human being has power with his free choice, sheyechazek es atzmoi gam bemekoymoi hanomoch, to strengthen himself, to encourage himself, to give himself the encouragement and the confidence that he needs, even where he's at, ba'asher hu sham, in that low position that he finds himself in right now, lahamshech liatzmoi bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh, to draw upon himself the pure holiness of Loshna Kodesh, which is Ruach HaKodesh, as we mentioned earlier. Dahainu, this means, Sha'afal pi shodamu kamay shu'u chas shom, even though the person is as bad as he is, afal pi ken, despite that, im yechozok bedaitoi tomid, if the person will be strong and in his mind, if he'll make up his mind, I don't care where I'm at, I don't care what sins I did this morning. I don't want to know from anything. Ledaber dibure toira utfila v'hispoidus. The person will say, no matter what, I'm going to speak as much words of Torah and tefila and hispoidus as I can. I'm not going to think about my mistakes. I'm not going to think about my sins. I'm going to focus only on speaking words of Torah. Another page of Torah. Another page. Another book, another siyum. I'm going to run. And tefillah, I'm going to say Tehillim once, twice, 1,000 times. I'll go through a whole Sefer Tehillim 1,000,000 times. I'll just keep running and running. And hispoidus, I'll keep speaking to Hashem. No, I won't let anything take away my confidence. I won't let anything take my focus away. Shekol zehu bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh. This is Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. Shleimus Loshna Kodesh is when a person is speaking Torah, Tefillah, Hispoidus as much as possible. That's called Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. V'kavanosoi k'dei sheyizkal yidei zeh lahachmiu l'shaber hara shaloi, and his intention, why am I doing this? To try to break my Yetzirah. K'dei sheyoshuv l'Hashem yizboros, so that I should be zeche to do tshuva, I should be zeche to become a good Jew, Bevadai toivloi, then that person will definitely end up with good. Ki bevadai lo yeh nevad shum dibur bi'alma. Not a single word of Torah or tefillah that person says will go lost. Every single word Hashem captures and Hashem puts it into a savings account. Uberevois hayomim. And after a period of time, after many days, Yerachem olav Hashem yisborach, Hashem will have pity on the person, V'yiskapzu kol hadiburim dikdusha shoytzi mipiv, and all of these words, all of these thousands or millions of words of Torah and Tefillah that this person spoke, Hashem will gather up all of those words and make it into one nuclear package. And there, and with that, Hashem will defeat, Hashem will eliminate the Ra HaKoilel, the Taivas Niyuf, which is Koilel, all the other Taivas Rois and Midas Rois that the person has. Hashem will eliminate all of them. The most important thing is this isn't fast food. This doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a week. Rav Nosson says the most important thing is that the person should be strong at this, very, very strong, for days and for years, to be consistent. Keep fighting, keep punching, relentless, again and again, and I don't care how long it takes. And I have no expectations. If Hashem decides to give it to me the last minute, right before I pass away, I won. It was all worth it. Because no matter how long Hashem holds it back, I'm going to just keep punching. I have nothing else to do. Another word, another word, another dibur. Afim yavro lov ma, no matter what he goes through, no matter what kind of yurida is, no matter what kind of failures and all kinds of things. Ki habechira chofshis la'olam, because the free choice is always there. The choice is always there. You always have that ability to choose. To choose to do the right thing, choose to do the wrong thing, choose to do nothing, chas v'shem. Ve'ikra koyach al yedei hadibur. And the main power of the Jewish people is our koyach hadibur. There's a passage that says, al tira toilas Yaakov. Don't be afraid, the worm Yaakov. So the one says, why are we compared to a worm? Just like a worm. All of its power is its mouth. It has only one opening, and that's the mouth. So to the Jewish people, Ein Koichenu Elo Bepeh. This is an incredible, important quote from the Gemara. Ein Koichenu, our power is only in our mouth. The most important power that a Jew has is his Diburim. Bechinas Giboirei Koyach Oisei Devoroi. As the Pasuk says, the powerful ones who make words. Ki Tzrichin Lodas. She'afal pi shenemar b'hatoyranal she'shleimus loshna kodesh v'tikan abris tliyun sebozeh, that even though Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 19 that shleimus loshna kodesh and tikan abris are dependent on each other, that you can't have shleimus loshna kodesh unless you have tikan abris, and you can't have tikan abris unless you have shleimus kodesh, shemi she'poigim b'bris einoi zoicheh l'shleimus loshna kodesh, that a person who is poigim in bris, his words will not be shleimus lashna kodesh. So it seems to imply his words will not be good. Ve'im kein, and if that's the case, yeshtoy mehim kol odom. Everyone who hears this is going to say, hey, what's going on here? Ki lefi zeh nofal pita bebira. Then big deal, you tell me his spoydidus tefillah baloney. You tell me without tikkun abris, my spoydidus is nothing. My tefillah is nothing. My Torah is nothing. So what? So then I can't. There's nothing I can do. Uma hoilu chachamim betakantom mashigilu lanu eitzelach nira koyel adesh lanu slasha koydesh. What big favor did the rabbis do for us in revealing to us that through shleimus loshna koydesh you can defeat the eitzahara, you can wipe out the eitzahara totally, pegam abris, everything. Haloi hobo hotalia. If you're telling me shleimus loshna koydesh is dependent on tikkun abris, so. So it's a catch 22, right? Umi shadayin lo yotzam ira koyel eina zech l'shem l'kodesh, and a person who has not yet gotten out of pegam abris, a person who's still involved in that, is not zoyche teshleimus l'shem l'kodesh. Vim kein me'ayin yovo yezri. If that's the case, where in the world am I going to get my help from? Where's the solution? You're telling me that without tikkun abris, my dibur is not holy. My Torah, my tefillah is not holy. So then what can my dibur do? Ach be'emes yeshorim darkei Hashem v'tzadikim yelchubam u'poishim yikoshlamam. But the truth is, Hashem's ways are righteous, and tzadikim will figure out the right thing to do, and reshoim will end up doing the wrong thing. Meaning, Ki bevadai lizkois l'shleimus hadibur iefsher kim kishezoicha l'shneihem. For a person to be zoicha to perfection of dibur, there you're right. A person cannot be zoicha to the ultimate perfection of dibur without Lashna Kodesh, without Shleimus Lashna Kodesh, and Tikkun HaBris. You need both. Sheshneim Tluim Zebezeh. They're both dependent on each other. Aval Kol Zman She'ein Zoichem Azor Adayin. But so long as a person is not yet on that level, he doesn't have the highest level of purity in Tikkun HaBris, and he has not achieved the highest level of Lashna Kodesh, Adayin Tzorech Odom Lahaschil Mimokoim She'yaschil. The person should simply start from wherever he starts from. Jump in. The conveyor belt is moving. The thing, the merry-go-round is going around. Jump on wherever you can jump on. And whatever the person starts with, if he starts with some words, or if he starts with some effort in Tikkun HaBris, whatever place he'll start, A will help B, and B will help A. And once he gets onto that train, they'll keep building on each other. Ki bevadai ein shum dibur dikdusha neved. Because one thing is for sure, there's no such thing as a Jew who says a tefillah or who says a word of Torah and that goes lost, chas v'shalom. Vafilum hu kamoy shehu. Even if the person is as bad as he is, the person still has the choice, the ability to choose to speak words of Kedusha. If he says Tehillim, Tehillim is an example of Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. If he says Shachris, if he says Chumash and Rashi, those are Diburim of Kedusha. Vim Yarbe. And if he'll pour on a lot of words of Torah and Tefillah and Hesboidus, soif kol soif yiskaptsu, eventually, in the end, all of those words are going to gather together, v'yazruloi ba'almodein u'ba'almodosi, and it'll help him in this world and in the next world. So Rav Nosson Zal is making it clear, you're not necessarily going to have to wait till you die. Even while you're physically living, you're going to see the success. You're going to see the results of all of this effort you put into pushing yourself to more Torah, more Tefillah. V'chein ein shum nekuda shel kvishas yitzroi nevad. And so to any effort that a Jew puts into to trying to overcome the Eitzara, to try to be Zecher to Tikkun HaBris, to try not to look where he's not supposed to look, not to talk to who's not supposed to talk, not to do any sins. She'afal pi shelo yizoch adayin l'Tikkun HaBris b'shleimus. Even though the person did not yet succeed in getting 100 on the test, in being Zecher to perfect Tikkun HaBris, hafal pi kein, still, kol ma shezoch l'fa'omim l'zgaber al yitzroi. The different times, the different occasions on which the person was zeicha to pass the test and to do the right thing, to overcome the Yetzer, v'hishtadei limshech atzmoi min hara, and he tried to pull himself away from evil, to walk away from the wrong thing, einoi nevad klal. That effort does not go lost. That effort is documented, it's put into a safe deposit box, it's in a vault, and it's there for him for eternity. Afilu imloy olsa biyodoy koroy. Even if he wasn't completely successful, he was in a certain place for 30 minutes, and 20 minutes he wasn't good, and for 10 minutes he was good. Or for 10 minutes he wasn't good, and for 20 minutes he was good. Still, every drop of good counts. Every drop of good is a victory. It's a success that's put into a vault. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran on that pasuk in Tehillim, Rav Nosson Zal says, regarding all of this, I can't explain everything in writing. But each and every person who wants the truth, and he's not looking to fool himself, Yovin Dvorim Harbe Midvarim Hoyle, will understand a lot based on what we said here.